Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. So yesterday we were counting down to see if Governor Wolf would give more of a degree of certitude to the great people out there in Bucks County who my column today, you can check it out in both the Doylestown Intelligencer and the Bucks County Courier Times, touts Dr. Damsker, who's their public health official and I think tremendously capable. And assures, based upon testing, et cetera, that it has not spread across the county. It comes back to nursing homes again, by and large. Joining us to tell us what happened yesterday, does it move the ball forward to getting to yellow in Bucks County, is the lead commissioner out there in Bucks County, Democrat Diane Marseglia, is back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Commissioner, thank you very much for coming back today.
Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. What did you gain yesterday? The Courier, it doesn't seem to say a whole lot, but you tell me, what do you think you got yesterday?
Well, I think you just used a sports metaphor, so I would say, okay, you know, it's another first down, but not a touchdown. So, you know, there was a part of me that was kind of worried that no one would contact me, and that would be the worst possible scenario, but I did hear from the governor's office, so I was thrilled about that, and I think that is something that everybody in Bucks County needs to take some relief in. They are aware that we're struggling. They are aware that we are doing really well with our numbers and that our businesses are ready to go back to work. But they do have to protect the entire state. They do have to protect all of us. And perhaps they are even privy to some metric I don't know about. But they're hearing us. And that was huge for me.
Okay, that is good. Right. Yeah. I just think, though, your guy, that's why I lionized him today, is just tremendous. I don't have the same sense of the lead there in Harrisburg, who wasn't even talking with it, and now that's going to happen. But I don't know. This metric is disputable, don't you think, of 50 new cases per 100,000 residents over a 14-day period. I think Bucks County, and I'm not a scientist, and I know that's not your background, but talking to Dr. Damsker, it's clear you've done an excellent job of showing it's not spreading over the county. It's mainly localized inside long-term care. If we get a handle on that, it should be safe following the guidelines to move forward, don't you think?
Well, I do think so, and Dr. Damsker does think so, and that's why we have advocated to the governor and Dr. Levine that they take a look at other parts of this equation, and they have said they are. They have talked about how they're going to look at what's happening in emergency rooms and with ventilators. Are we prepared if anything happened? And we're in good shape in all of those things. So that's another reason that I really want to talk to them regularly. I feel like if Dr. Damsker can talk to them, they're going to have the same reaction to him as you have, same as I have. You know, he's very credible and very smart, and he gets this virus.
Absolutely. So if we had to put a ballpark on this, what is it? The governor said they'll get back to you next week, maybe Wednesday or so, and the phrase was used was rapidly moving toward the first phase of reopening. But I know you're in a difficult position, and I really honor that you come on to talk, but it seems to me behind the scenes, they should have had all this information already. They should be working with you. There's not going to be anything new here. Give people some hope, don't you think? Even if it was a ballpark of the days that this will happen, do you have any sense of where you would pin this down?
So I hung up at least today feeling like we would get a date next. I mean, yesterday, feeling like we'd get a date. I mean, that's just a feeling. Those words weren't exactly promised, you'll have a date. But I felt really good, and it's the first time I felt really good about it. This is not, you know, this is just me predicting. It means nothing. I think we are in good shape towards June 4th as an opening. What I want to watch is that our numbers don't go up. As long as the entire region is going down, and we're where we are or going down, I think that could happen.
Okay, go ahead, Diane.
I just want to tell you that based on the feedback I've gotten from residents, though, I am very worried about this small percentage out there who is saying they're not going to wear masks, they're not going to use PPE. They are scaring me that because of that, our numbers will go back up and we will lose the possibility of that June 4th date.
Well, you talked about the whole region, though, and I realize we're regional of a sort, but I don't know if you're doing the right thing. I don't know each one of these places. Some don't have a public health department. I don't think you should be saddled with the whole five in this area. If Bucks County is almost a model here to move forward, and maybe Philadelphia is lagging because of God knows what reasons, that just doesn't seem fair to me. We're not looking regionally. We're looking county by county. You can accept that?
Well, you know, I don't want to. I want Bucks County to be given sort of a testing area so that we can get out ahead of it now. But
right.
But I will tell you, you know, we were on a call yesterday, the commissioners with the Quakertown, the Upper Bucks area, and they have towns with absolutely no coronavirus and one that never had it. And they would like to be separated from Lower Bucks County. And as they were kind of talking about that, I totally understood what they said, what they felt like, because I feel like we should be our own county. But we really can't do that, can we? Because the farmers deliver things to the lower end of the county, and people in Bucks County work in Philadelphia. So, you know, we do have to have that as a second look. The first look should be our county. The second should be the region.
Okay, but here's the reality, though, and you know this better than I, because you're a smart person and you know people are getting antsy. If June 4th, let's say, is the date, let's pray it's at least by then, you go yellow. Green is not even out there, and I object to that they haven't come up with a plan for green and metrics and all, because they say no one is close to it. Diane, that might mean that green, to be sort of back to normal, would be into July, I'm thinking. You know, there has to be an end game here, not just the first step.
So let's hope that out of that call that we're going to start to have it with the state, we can all push that.
Okay.
I think you know I'm not a wallflower.
So yeah, I'm behind closed doors. Yeah, I hope you will, because, look, I'm not going to take crazy shots at do you know this? Rachel Levine is a doctor, clearly, and I know she has public health experience. But for something like this, I'm reading two guys in Lehigh County where President Trump is today. Both are infectious diseases gurus, and they say Lehigh County can open up. They actually have that specific area of expertise. Is she working with someone with that exact area of expertise, or is she making these decisions based upon her own public health background?
Well, you know, I would hope she is, but then we have a president who isn't working very well with his public health people. So, you know, maybe there's something that happens when people are in those positions. They stop taking advice from the people that are around them.
Well, I would say this, though, Diane, with President Trump and with you, you have to make your own decisions. You're the elected office. Damsker can tell you whatever, and I respect him. But if I were in your position, you ultimately are the decision maker. Trump's the decision maker, not Dr. Fauci. And I think Governor Wolf is the decision maker. Your job is to have the smarts and the judgment to take that advice and the credibility of it and then mix it in with the economy and other factors, right?
You're absolutely right. And that's why we took a risk and wrote to the governor, and why we asked for a phone call, and why we've been kind of public about our needs. But you asked me about Dr. Levine and her people, so that's another issue.
You don't know that per se, then?
No, I don't.
Okay. I would like it more for credibility. Jersey mm-hmm. does this, Diane, for example. Governor Murphy has up there the public health official, but he has the infectious disease person for the state up there with her. That's a person I want to hear a little bit more back and forth. I trust that a little bit more, but I'm glad you went public. I'm very glad you did it. And given, partisanship and all that, that you have to watch for. I'm glad that it's come out well where Bucks County is actually talking to people. So please keep us in the loop, and let's hope it's before June 4th.
Will you let me say one more thing?
Sure.
Just first of all, Dr. Damster, like you said, we are lucky to have an infection control person. Like, we are the county that has someone like that. So, you know, you're right on, and that's what's giving us the confidence to keep speaking up. But to all your listeners out there, the mask thing is big, and it's not just about protecting other people. It can be about protecting you. You know, they're saying that virus is the size 1/1000th of the width of an eyelash. So any kind of mask might protect you and could protect others. So please help us keep these numbers down. Don't not use them.
All right. Well, thank you very much. To be continued, Diane. Have a nice weekend. Thank you for joining us.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.